Module 4, Getting to the Bottom. When handling objections, you need to ask the right questions in order to develop a positive rapport. Every salesperson should be prepared to face objections. Most customers have the same common objections. This means that you should have a number of appropriate questions ready to handle the different objections. Asking appropriate questions. We have already established that you need to translate objections into questions. It is important to remember, however, that asking the wrong questions or even asking the right question in the wrong way will not encourage your prospect to make a purchase. You need to remain professional at all times and never take objections personally. When asking questions, there are a few things you need to remember to do and not to do. How to ask questions. Allow the customer to finish. Always ask the question when the customer is done speaking. Be positive. Believe in your product and allow the customer to see that in your demeanor. Maintain eye contact. Keep appropriate body language to earn trust. Be prepared. Work testimonials and statistics into your questions. How not to ask questions. Do not argue. Being defensive or sarcastic will not win any new customers. Never tell the customer that they are wrong. Even when people are wrong, avoid pointing it out. Say something like, "Did you know?" Do not accuse the customer of not understanding something. Make sure that your questions are not insulting. Ask for clarification rather than insulting a prospect's intelligence. Common objections. There are several common objections that people may give after they listen to your sales pitch. There are some basic questions that will help you respond to these objections. Common objections and answers. Your product is expensive. May I ask what you are comparing it to? Did you know that the quality of our product results in fewer purchases from our customers? I'm not interested. I understand that you are not interested at this time, but may I explain how we can increase your profit margin? I need to think about it. Why don't you make a decision now so you can focus on your current needs? Your product does not meet our needs. May I ask what you find lacking? Basic strategies. Sometimes objections are made before you even have the opportunity to discuss the project. This does not mean that you have to give up. There are simple strategies that may lead to closing a sale. Basic objections and strategic answers. I'm too busy to talk about this. I realize you are busy. Is there a better time for me to call back? I do not need this now. May I send you my information and you can contact me should you need our services? Send me the information. Could I discuss the needs of your company with you first so I can send you the information pertaining to what your company specifically needs? We cannot afford this. Will you allow me to discuss different options that will fit into your budget? I already have a vendor. Are you completely satisfied with your current service? May I explain why our company stands out? Case study. Eureka Forbes was the first company to introduce vacuum cleaners and water filters to India. The products were not known in the area, and it was necessary to train the employees how to convince people that they needed the products. The employees were trained to choose their customers carefully. They adapted the direct sales method to educate customers by demonstrating items in the customers' residences. By staying customer-focused and addressing all questions, the demand in India grew.